Good afternoon, everyone. Again, thank you for that warm introduction. My name is Michelle Tagorda. I hope this intro slide gives you some warm thoughts today. I'm a long way from home, but I'm enjoying it very much here. So today's presentation, I'll talk a little bit about our Hawaii Public Health Association and also go into our student group at the University of Hawaii at Manoa and our activities there as well. So the Hawaii Public Health Association, as many associations across the country, really focus on advocacy and representing the public health community. And so our association is very unique in the sense that since we are an island state, a lot of our representatives are across the various islands and across the Pacific. So we serve various roles in providing information for all those different populations as well as professionals within our state and across the Pacific as well. We have about 670 members, of whom are community members, professionals, organizations, as well as students. Our mission is to promote public health in Hawaii through leadership, collaboration, education, and advocacy. And our vision is health equity in Hawaii and the Pacific, and to build a very strong health workforce, public health workforce. And in order to do this, we find that our public health student organization at the University of Hawaii Manoa is a good avenue to encourage students to get involved with our HPHA association and to build those mentorship relationships as well as experience outside to prepare them for the workforce. So we have two student representatives. My counterpart, who is also named Michelle, we always joke it makes it a lot easier when we go to meetings because we have the same name, so they don't have to. It's not too hard to remember us. As well as today, we have the former representative here. He just walked in, so I'm glad that he's here to support. Thanks, Chad. So we have been on HPHA for 2 years. We're going into our second year now, and we were very fortunate to have expanded this position because we wanted to really increase the engagement for our students. And so going from one position to two and as voting members on the board of directors, we found that we were very happy that the association was responsive to getting more student input and student voice. So we attend our board of director meetings as well as our committee meetings, which include the governance committee, there's programs and programs and events. We have a budget and finance committee as well as governance that does advocacy for during the legislative session. So we provide student perspectives, again, on different issues. They like to hear what students are thinking, what are ways we can best serve the students. This also goes into play with our planning our events, which I'll go into our two main events and one really fun, unique one that we just started this summer. So overall, what we do is as representatives, we're liaisons so that students can get involved with HPHA and really begin those interactions with the professionals. So there are two signature activities that we have done in the past, which is our HPHA annual meeting as well as our annual mixer. And then I'll go into a really fun, unique one that we just did this past summer as a kind of like a pilot activity. So our annual meeting occurs usually in the fall semester. We get students involved by helping out with registration, and we encourage them to come out during the reception so that they can start to mingle, enjoy the good food, and interact, and start really putting themselves out there and introducing themselves to all the other professionals from HPHA. And so we push this event as an educational event also, since we have our keynote speaker that always comes and joins us, and so it's a great way for them to learn about current public health issues as well. And so in the spring semester, we have National Public Health Week, which is our annual mixer. So it's been a great event that, again, brings students together to really interact, have good food. We love food down in Hawaii, so it's a great chance for them to start those conversations with different public health professionals. One of the feedback that we got from last year's National Public Health Week was that it was just a kind of an open event where students would come, professionals would come, and would mingle. So one of the feedback that we got from the students was to have it be a little bit more structured. So whether it's having the professionals within their specific areas, so epidemiology or mental health or social behavioral health, environmental health, so that it's a little bit easier for students to go to see different professionals while they're finding out what interests them the most. Especially because in the spring semester for many of our graduate students who are deciding what they want to do for their practicum, it'll be a great way for them to kind of hear what different projects are out there in a little bit more organized way. So we hope to implement that change this coming spring semester during National Public Health Week. And so this really unique program that we started this summer, it was a partnership with a public-private partnership with different businesses. So it's a way for our businesses to really get connections with different people. So what we would do, what we did as students, we went out and kind of asked people for some support in joining our program. So we got a lot of businesses to support us during this event to do different discounts during this one night, and then allows them to kind of advertise what they're doing, as well as for us to have a good time out in the town as well. So we started off at a little art gallery that does a lot of nonprofit work as well, and then we did a little reception, and from there we would go around to these different businesses, and we would just have a good time. So it was a nice way to be in a less formal environment, but a more social environment to meet and have fun with our different professionals and students as well. So this is a copy of our passport that we use during the night of our reception. And so the push for this is during every first Friday of the month in our downtown district, what they're trying to do is really push for a more arts feel. And so we felt, you know, health could be built into it too, since health is everywhere. So we wanted it to be a walking feel where you'd go from each business to another. So that was our Hawaii Public Health Association. And so a lot of these members in HPHA are students from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And so I'm going to go into a little bit more about our student group, our registered student organization, which is Hui Ola Pono. And so we value culture, community, and collaboration. It's very exciting because we just started an undergraduate program this past January. And so we now have this really interesting dynamic with having undergraduates, graduates, and graduate students, and being able to kind of meet a lot of different needs for our students. So what our role is mainly to represent our students, and we act as a vehicle for students to voice their concerns. We're liaisons, so students have an avenue to talk to their faculty, administration, as well as the public health community. We want to encourage leadership, communication, and involvement, and also promoting public health. And then what we also have is an ambassador program, and so that's a way for us to mentor our newly admitted students, as well as recruiting other potential students across the campus. And so mainly what we want to do is really tell the world what public health is, as well as support our current students in the program. So these are our key kind of foundations of what our Hui Ola Pono activities are. So service, education, fundraising, advocacy, and always having fun as well. And so in the next couple of slides, I'll go, there are pictures of all of our different events. And so one of the things we also do is collaboration with not only organizations in our university, as well as community organizations too. So service. We do a lot of tabling events because we feel that's a great way for students to build that personal connection when we have students come and when they check others in. And so it's a good way for them to kind of learn other people's names and a way to interact and introduce themselves. I think that's one of the hardest things as students, is to get over that fear of, hi, my name is, and just going through those motions to help become more comfortable. And so other events that we like to do is working with the land. So this is Ho'ula Aina. So what we do is they have an event every month that our student group tries to go out to every third Saturday of the month. And we go and we work our hands, we go into and cultivate the land, and at the end of the day, we take home what we harvest. And so it's a really big community event with not only students, but also people in the community. And it's a great way for us to really be in touch with the culture of Hawaii. And it's a great way also to really understand about the sustainability of our food systems. We do a lot of walks and runs. We like to be physically active. as well as give back. So this was the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. As well as this has become a traditional event, it is the National Public Health Week, our pet therapy event. We partnered with Tales of Aloha. It's an organization that provides therapy pets. And so we'd invite them to campus. We're in the on one of the more popular walkways on campus. And so students can come. It's probably around midterm week, or they can just come when they're stressed also, and they come and play with the dogs and all the pets that come by. We do fundraising events. So within our Office of Public Health Studies, we have a recycling program, so it's called our Green Team. So it's a way for us to be more sustainably conscious, as well as for us to make an extra set of income for our club, since we are a self-sustaining club. So this is one of our fundraisers, but it's at the same time able for us to really be more sustainable, and sets a good example also to the different faculty. So we are trying to get them to come out and help us too. Smashing cans can be also stress relieving. So, and then we also, this past October, we've done a bake sale. And so the faculty is very supportive in this sense. They like to come, and especially those that have an extra sweet tooth. So we have it in our department. And so this, what we do is we raise the money for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And something new we did this year was actually did a Wall of Hope. And so it was a way for them, for the department to get involved as well. Our socials. Socials are always fun. We get socials at the beach, and then also festive socials. We do a Halloween, a Christmas social, and also in the spring semester we have a graduation. So it's a nice way that our faculty come out and really enjoy and have a good time, which, as you can see here, they even get into the mood with costume contests. So it's a great way for us to really get involved within our department. And then a unique thing that we did was we do a lot of movie nights. So I'm glad that a lot of organizations have talked about movie nights. And so we went to the Hawaii International Film Festival, where we saw a movie on social determinants of health. This one in particular was on knowledge and the bridge of knowledge with health. And so we went out to support one of the directors who works with the Hawaii Primary Care Association. So we're glad to see our students kind of wanting to learn more, and a great way for that is they're very responsive to doing movie nights. So I think it's a fun social and educational event too. And then lastly, our collaborations. We're starting to build collaborations with different programs on campus. So this one here is with the School of Nursing. And so we hope to reach out also with the School of Social Work, since a lot of what we do with social justice is very similar. And lastly, within our community, we currently are doing a shoe drive with the Chukis Women's Council. So working again with the Pacific, with the Pacific Islands and Micronesian Islands. And so what we're doing is collecting shoes to help increase physical activity. So we're trying to be creative and also at the same time meeting the needs of our community. So moving forward, we're wanting to continue engaging our students. Encouraging students to join more committees, I think that's where we found is the biggest challenge. Is now a lot of students come to our events, but not many join the committees where a lot of work gets done. And we hope to facilitate mentoring opportunities. So through Hui Olopono, what we're trying to do with these events is to do a scorecard in terms of how many events you've attended, and for them to really be more active. And so incentives would be, if you're active in our student group at Hui Olopono, you'll be able to join our mentoring program with HBHA. So trying to build that gap to get more involvement. And also what we're finding, since there's a lot of different, you know, because we're across the state, there's a lot of different universities and community colleges that are starting to do health promotion. And so what we want to do is really open up the student representation for the student position on HPHA to other campuses. So we're not only localized in the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Mahalo for your time. Thank you.